What's your joint made from? Brick? Weatherboard? What about hemp? Clara Marazica trains builders to construct hemp homes using hempcrete, which is a byproduct of the hemp stalk mixed with water and a lime-based binder. She says the sustainable housing movement is starting to take off, and with it comes the need to build local supply.
There's been a real shift, you know, so we've gone from building three houses in the years preceding this last 18 months, and then now we've done 75 houses in the last 18 months. And that's, we don't actually build houses ourselves as a company, we supply the material and we train people to build, so either builders or owner builders.
What do you put that growth down to?
Education, really, just sharing information. I shouldn't actually downplay the fact that we've got reliable supply of good quality hemp herd coming out of the Hunter Valley, and that's been a very long time coming. You know, so we just didn't have the processing in place or the reliability of supply. We had hemp in fits and starts, but we didn't actually ever have that feeling that we could pick up the phone and say, we've got somebody who wants to build in 3 weeks' time and can you, you know, process hemp for us? And we're now at that stage that we can comfortably say to somebody who wants to build, we need 3 to 4 weeks' notice and we can supply materials for your house.
So what is the growth potential here?
Well, firstly, I'd say that because our model is very much about regionally supplied hemp, if you're talking about carbon neutral housing, then you can't be shipping it either from overseas or from, I should say, New South Wales to Western Australia. That is not carbon neutral housing. That's kind of a little bit of an illusion. And I realise that we're also a bit ahead of the curve because most people in Australia and in the world at the moment don't think about where anything comes from. You know, so if you go into Bunnings, people don't consider, has that come from France? You know, what is the shipping associated with that? But for the hemp industry to get started and not be upfront about those things, I think would be a real mistake, because we're trying to drive a completely new direction in housing, which is we're looking at carbon positive or at least carbon neutral housing. So we're banking carbon. That's the whole purpose of being involved in hemp building. Our government has commitments internationally and nationally to emissions reduction, and we're looking at a crop that is really a tool that could be used very effectively in emissions reduction, and there are not many others. And that initiative from the UK government was a fantastic thing.
Just explain how it evolved.
Well, it was a figure of around $6 million. So their federal government invested $6 million plus dollars into looking at renewable housing to find out what were the right kinds of housing for the UK to encourage so that they could address the carbon footprint of building. And they came up with amazing data, which was that overall there is a 50 to 80% reduction in energy in a hemp building compared to a conventional block and brick building. So that's both measuring the embodied energy that's going into the material, so what did it take to make the building material, where was it shipped from, all of those sorts of elements, and then what is the energy, what's the occupational, you know, energy cost associated with that building. So they came up with this pretty amazing data, which is, in my opinion, very reliable, because we're not just looking at theoretical stuff, we're actually interviewing occupants of homes and saying, so how does this work for you? And at the same time, every time they would be building one of these renewable buildings, we would be addressing those international targets and those national targets. And surely we're at a point now where we need to be doing this really, really seriously.
Where do you see the industry heading in Tasmania?
Well, I'm really hoping that by coming to Tasmania, this is my second or third visit down here, really, and I've done a few talks and run a workshop. I'm really hoping that it actually stirs some interest amongst the Tasmanian hemp farmers to look at other options for the use of the fibre that they are already growing associated with food crops. So when I came down the last time, the industry was still at the stage where they were burning the stubble and burning the fibre. And in fact, at that time, I had a great opportunity for an interview with the ABC saying, oh, well, this poor person here has paid $600 per pallet to get this hemp from the Hunter Valley here for me to run a workshop. And over there is a big smoke plume, and that's being burnt. And so it was very exciting for me to hear that there's been that real shift and that, in fact, farmers are now mulching that or doing other things with it. It would be great to push that a little bit further and let's see how much herd content is in that fibre. Is it something that would not be the primary income for that farmer. They're going to be getting their primary income from the seed and from the food industry and value adding to that. But let's see what can be done with that fibre, or let's see how much fibre should we be growing so that we can you can start a housing industry here and all sorts of other value added industry. I mean, that's the moment that you get into growing hemp for fibre, you open the door to a squillion, and you know, that's an exaggeration to say a squillion, but it's a quite phenomenal range of products that could be manufactured on a small scale or on a larger scale.
Is it your hope that Tasmania will one day set up its own processing plant?
Absolutely. If I want to have a super duper mill that manufactures multiple products, then I might be spending, you know, between $2 million and $9 million, and I will be producing, as I say, insulation matting, medium density fibre board, all of those sorts of things. There are small scale processing equipment out there. That's probably the way to start, because there isn't that huge risk, there isn't that investment. Sure, that farmer might not want to be the person manually running the mill, but it's probably two or three jobs for people, you know, and I think that we really need to start looking at things like that from that different perspective, is that, yes, maybe I don't want to be working in a mill, but somebody who used to work in a timber mill would be very happy working in a hemp mill, and you can see the logical transition from one industry to the other, you know, so we're not saying no forestry, we're saying how do we work together? These two things are quite compatible, and there's a skill set in people already, and there are a lot of people in Tasmania, I presume, who were involved in the forestry industry who could come over into the hemp industry and be doing similar work.
Clara Maraziki, Managing Director of the Australian Hemp Masonry Company in New South Wales, talking there to our reporter Larissa Smith. Well, Western Australian builder Gary Rogers finished his own home at Margaret River using hemp earlier this year. He confessed he was self-taught in hemp construction, but always had a desire to produce a sustainable building with a low carbon footprint.
I was building my house, and then George enrolled me, which is my wife, into the building course. And I went, oh, I'm not doing building with hippies, you know. And that was with Clara and the Hemp Masonry Company. And I think halfway through the first hour, I put my head down and realised, what have I just done? Because I was halfway building our dream home, and then realised that I'm using the wrong material. Yeah. It just meant to be of what I was supposed to be doing. And so that was... being more sustainable. And then when you started to look into the building side of things, and it just, as Kevin McLeod said, it is a no-brainer. It really is. So we then, I suppose we were finishing my house, and then I did get approached by another lady in WA and asked, will I build her a hemp home? I said yes.
Where did you get the hemp from at that point?
At that point, it was through New South Wales. I'm very passionate about supporting the Australian industry. I did have an option of bringing it in from France, and that was basically the only option. So at that stage, the mill, the hemp masonry company, the hemp mill in the Hunter Valley in Dungong, they were producing hemp herd. As that progressed, you could just, and then we flew over, and you meet the farmers, you meet the families. We're a family-run business. It just made more sense to support an Australian family, Australian farmers, and an Australian industry.
So how does it go from a plant that can reach up to 6 metres high to something that you have inside your walls of your home?
What we're using to build the house is basically the byproduct, which is the inner core, and which is called the hemp herd. Yep. So now we use that. And you mix that with water and a lime and a sand, and now that creates hempcrete. That's the whole thing. When you look into this, it's been used in France for the last 40 years. It's been used in right throughout Europe. That's what we've got to get our head around, is we are so far behind the rest of the world in the industry, and our agronomy, our growing conditions, we should be the leaders in the world in this industry. So that's where the passion's coming from. And I suppose being in the industry, what you're building is a timber frame home where you're now encased on each side of the wall, nearly 50 mil, so that produces a 200 mil wall. So inside that wall is basically you're creating a CO2 sponge. So the outside looks aesthetically beautiful, but on the inside, you don't ram it at all. So what you're doing is coating the herd in water, then you coat that in lime. So when it just touches together, now you've formed an air pocket. which allows the wall to control the temperature.
So does that lime make it fire resistant?
Yes, it does. Yes, yes, yes. And what it also reacts with the natural ability of silica in the hemp plant, that creates the strong bond together, and which will go harder than concrete. The beauty about it, it'll last longer than concrete. If you put a thermal imagery over your house, what you're probably living in now, you'll find you'll have leaks coming out of your vents because what you're doing with all your vents and everything, you're trying to get that condensation out of your house. So when it's cold outside, you're putting the heaters on, but then you get up in the morning and there's all this condensation dripping down of your windows, and then you're going, oh, that's just normal. But and now I've got all bacteria or I've got mould all over my tiles in my bathroom. That is not normal. It's a very, very unhealthy environment to be living in. The thing with the hemp is it absorbs the moisture, but it gets rid of it as well. And so that's the whole idea of your thermal mass wall. So when it's hot outside, it's cool inside. And when it's cool inside, it's hot outside.
Do you see growth in the WA industry for hemp production?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without doubt. I suppose I just finished building my house, and then we built the first one, and I probably haven't had time to scratch ourselves. Now we've got another four started. So the first question I do get asked every single time is, where's the product coming from? And in Australia. So everyone goes, yes. Because you've got to... Now, if you want to be sustainable, okay, number one, it's cheaper anyway. Number two, if you bring that in through France or anywhere else, you're going to burn up about 17 ton of embodied energy to get it landed to port. You've actually burnt more energy, CO2, to get the stuff landed. So what's the point? It doesn't make sense. So if we can grow it here, like going back to what we're saying, we have the best climate in the world to grow your hemp. Why not do it here? And all it is just to get it out there, re-educate people, you know, and let's get the industry going. It will happen.
That's WA hemp home builder Gary Rogers talking to our reporter Larissa Smith.